Blog Talk Radio.
So much for tuning in to the next chapter of Widows Ministry Talk Show. I am Mary Hollis, your host and the director of the Next Chapter Widows Ministry, a ministry embracing widows. The purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and many decisions about the first 3 years. Our scripture read, "Honor widows that are widows indeed," coming from 1 Timothy 5:3. We also want to welcome others who have had losses as well, other than a spouse. So we welcome you tonight, and we have a special night tonight. We are honoring fathers, our husbands who have transitioned to be with the Lord. That special someone that we miss so much, we will give them honor tonight, but also, the Holy Spirit have spoken to me to read some things to you tonight. And when I start reading those things, it's not me speaking. It's the Holy Spirit speaking through those words to you. And also at the end of our show, we have a special guest. And she's going to give you a wonderful testimony of how I'm going to let her be all, let it be a surprise to you, but I'm going to bring her on to talk about her just a little bit more at the end. But we do have a special guest, and she has a great testimony for us tonight. But I want to start so we can make sure that we have enough time to be able to let you know what the Holy Spirit is saying to you, because I know it's going to be hard this coming weekend for you. Because some of us are just not me for sure. You are experiencing the first Father's Day. You might experience the second Father's Day. But that first one is really the hardest one. When my husband passed, it was June the 9th, the week before Father's Day. And I had two little babies and dealing with no father, no husband. So I dealt with it, God got me through it, and I just want you to know that tonight we are honoring your husband, your loved one, but just knowing that God is there with you, and he wants me to express some words and scriptures to you that you need to know. And I'm going to begin with that now. listen to it. Just remember, I am speaking, but this is the word from the Holy Spirit. You can find joy in the midst of brokenness. One of the hardest times to be joyful is when you are dealing with multiple problems, also such as like a death or loss of a loved one, seeking solutions but finding none, and then several new difficulties beseech you. If you focus too much on finding solutions, you will sink under the weight of your problems. So it is vital to remember that I am, He, I am, present with you in adversity. I am at work in your situation. My matchless wisdom enables me to bring you good out of evil, ultimately outsmarting the evil with good. The way to find joy in adversity is to encounter me. And you know I'm talking about the Holy Spirit, God, the Father, and the Son. You can pray, Jesus, help me find you in the midst of the storm. Because sometimes we lose sight of God. We lose sight of Him because we are going through so much pain and emotions. As you unplug your emotions from all the problems and plug them in my presence, good things start to happen. Your dark mood grows steadily lighter and brighter. Also, as you remain in me, plug into my presence. I enable you to see things from my perspective. You can be joyful in the midst of brokenness by staying connected to me. Here's a couple of scriptures. My brother, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. That's coming from John 1, 2 through 3. That's the NIV version. Another scripture, John 15, 4 says, remain in me and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine, neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. Seeking to please me is joyful ways to live. Of course, without faith, it is impossible to please me. You must really believe that I exist and that I reward those who earnestly seek me. Living to please me is a wise investment, not only for rewards in heaven, but also daily pleasure on earth. I mean to the center of your existence, the sun, it's referring to S-U-N, around which you orbit. When you live this way, enjoying me, serving me, desiring to please me, you stay in the prayer in the proper orbit. When you live in a self-centered way, you go off course. And many of us, we go off course all the time. When you live in a self, the challenge is to keep me centered in what you do, what you say, and how you think, especially how you think, because our thoughts can be very, can corrupt our minds and our bodies and our souls. This battle begins in your mind. So work on taking capture in every thought to make it obedient to me. Study my word to find out what pleases me. And remember how wonderfully will I love you. Awareness of my amazing love will help you stay in orbit around the sun. And this we were referring to S-O-N. Enjoying the radiant pleasure of my presence. Now, right now you said, how can I feel joy in what I'm going through? And there's a question that you have. You say, Lord, how can I seek you when there's so much pain and loneliness? He says, keep me in your presence. And he goes on to say to you, myself go before you, and I will be with you. So do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. I, your loving Savior, am also infinite God. I am omnipresent, everywhere at once. This makes it possible for me to go ahead of you. Open up the way without ever leaving your side. Isn't that a mighty God, always there with you, by your side? Just like he said, he will never leave you or forsake you. The promise of my presence is for all time. No matter where you go or what circumstances you encounter, and he's talking about any circumstances, not just one, but any, I will be with you. This is the basic of your courage and confidence. Though fear, discouragement may sometimes come into your heart, this is not the rightful home. Your heart is my dwelling place, and those hurtful emotions are not from me. Let me read that again. Your heart is my dwelling place, and those hurtful emotions are not from me. In fact, my perfect love casts out fear. So check your heart from time to time to see if fear and discouragement are laundering there. If you discover those unwelcome intruders, ask the Holy Spirit to function as a bouncer, a boot them out. Then encourage yourself with my presence. Go before you and be with you. And let my perfect love renew your hope and take away those feelings. It's not easy to go through the first Father's Day. It's not easy when you go through the first birthday that of your loss, the first Thanksgiving, thanks Christmas. It's very difficult. It's very painful. But in this message that I have read to you, God is saying, keep me in your presence, and he'll make you feel better. I mean, as you go through different things, even this weekend, he will make sure that something will happen to bring that joy in your life. But when we bring on Linda Grant on, she's going to share some things with you that she did recently. And I hope that this will encourage you to do the same. And there are other things that we can do to help get through this week, this weekend. But just knowing that God is your father, God is your husband, God is that person that you thought that you could never live without, and that he will never leave you. But replace that love, the knowing that that love, everlasting love, is God's love. So I am going to bring Linda Grant on. She is a widow. Her husband transitioned back in December 8th of last year. It's not even a year yet. But she's struggling through emotions and certain things. But we have to deal with these things one day at a time, but we never need to lose sight of God. Keep God's presence in our heart, in our minds, in our body, in our souls. Linda, will you come on and talk to our audience and give them encouragement about your testimony?
Yes. Good evening, everyone. I am Linda Grant. I was married to Larry for 40 years. We were blessed with two daughters and two sons. And with this being Father's Day weekend, I am especially feeling special to be able to spotlight the love of my life for 40 years. And to speak of Larry, just to briefly mention that Larry had a heart and a passion for service to people. He operated a personal care home. He worked on rental properties, and all of these were channels allowing him to meet people and to help reach out to those in need. Larry enjoyed it all. Larry's, the thing that he loved the most was his family. He loved spending time with his children, with his brothers and sisters, attending such things as family reunions, weddings, vacationing, and all of the many events where he could see the smiling faces of those dearest to him. Larry was diagnosed with cancer over 9 years ago, and he fought to live life to its fullest until cancer spread into the bones. I am fresh on this journey, as you may feel the trembling in my voice, as a widow of the first Father's Day without Larry, the first birthday of which was on June 7th, all of those things being bittersweet. Bitter because we're missing the presence of Larry, but sweet because we know that he's in a better place where he's not feeling the pain of which bone cancer infiltrated his body. Larry was, so my testimony is that I just thank God for being true to his promise. He promised never to put more on us than we can bear. Since Larry's transition, I have been blessed with a whole new family from the hospice program and the Widow's Touch ministry. God has a way of connecting and comforting us by putting people in our lives that will be able to lift us during our low times, as only God can do. My mission is to reach out. This is what has helped me, reaching out to hold on, and then reaching down to lift someone up is my mission. What we sought and how we sought to honor Larry, which was lifting, as I conclude, on his birthday, we went to the cemetery, we being my two daughters, my son-in-laws, the 15-month-old grandbaby and the 6-year-old grandbaby. We took cupcakes, balloons, and we just made it a birthday celebration. My grandbaby, the 15-month-old, when she bit into that cupcake and had that icing all over her face, it lifted my spirit. My son-in-law said the most comforting prayer when he prayed that God would embrace me during my lonely times. The prayer will just touch a special place in my heart. As we sat at the graveside, my heart was eased having or going through my first birthday without Larry. So with family, friends, with the Widow's Touch ministry, which has been awesome, and church members' support, the grace of God, I can truly say that it's been a bittersweet, a tough journey, but the joy of the Lord has been my strength. I just want to say thank you, Mary, for allowing me to share this story of and honor Larry.
Thank you so much, Linda, for doing that. You did a great job. I know that you said you were nervous, but the good thing about this show, you can be in your pajamas, you can be anywhere, and no one can see you. So how nervous you were, we could not see it. And we really, you did a great job, and I'm sure that you encouraged
Thank
many
you.
Out there with your story. And what I really Thank wanted Linda to, she did express, is that there's always going to be a first time. But look how God made joy and laughter in that first time. How you went to the graveside, shared and you ate the cupcake. Was that your firstborn, first grandson?
I have three smaller ones, but the two that were with me, the 15-month-old baby girl and her 6-year-old brother were the two that went with us to the grave site.
Okay. And just knowing that how much fun that was seeing her with the icing and everything
the
all
icing.
Over her, was laughter and joy.
Mm-hmm.
It took away that
and
feeling.
She thought it was her birthday, of course.
Yeah, so that was wonderful. So this is how God does work. He put that. He shows that joy. He finds a way to let you see
mm-hmm.
that there can be joy. It might not be
mm-hmm.
every day, every second of your life going through this journey, but he will bring some
mm-hmm.
joy. He will show his face. He will let you know that he's there for you.
Yes,
and just like you said,
mm-hmm.
I will go before you and I will be with you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged because he's there. He wants you to know that. Keep him in your presence, and he will get you through that journey of grief. And thank you so much, Linda, once again, being obedient being obedient, because this your encouragement will help others. And I'm sure that
yes.
they know that they, too, can do that. Go to the gravesite. Put some flowers. That's what we
normally do. Yes, and celebrate. Mm-hmm.
Right. And say different. What we do, we take the flowers and we'll talk. Each one of us will say something to Al,
mm-hmm.
even though his body is there. We just talk. And pretty much when we finish, we just get in the car and leave. But
mm-hmm.
that's the only way that you want to celebrate
mm-hmm.
is father, talk about the good things that he did as being a father, some of the funny things
mm-hmm.
that he did, or what you always did. And another thing that you can do as well, too, is whatever he liked eating, you know, a special
mm-hmm.
dinner,
mm-hmm.
make that special dinner
mm-hmm.
and let you all enjoy it, you know. So
mm-hmm.
just knowing that it's not crazy to do things like that. It's okay. So do we?
It's okay.
Yeah, it's not crazy. So just knowing that those things that you used to do together, it's okay for you to do it this Father's Day. If this is the first, second, or whatever number, if you feel like it, get together with family and friends. Don't be alone. That's the most important thing. Do not be alone. Be with friends and family who can lift you up and encourage you. But and don't go to the gravesite by yourself. Go with a better daughter,
mm-hmm.
son, or whoever. You can go if you want to,
mm-hmm.
but you probably will be more in tears and more so than anything by bringing other people. Somebody might say something that might be funny or whatever. I just bring some laughter or joy. So, but if you decide
mm-hmm.
to do alone, it's okay. But just knowing that God is with you wherever you are, he's with you and trying to help you to get through this time in your life. The other thing I wanted to, we have a few more minutes. We, one of our widows, I text everyone tonight to be on the air, to listen and also to honor your special loved one. We have one of our widows who lives in Florida, Clara Monk, Florida, and she's in a hospital tonight. She's one of our great supporters from afar, and she's not doing, she just had surgery, and she's not doing well. But I'm sure God is a healer. We know that she's going to get better. She's not feeling very well right now because of the surgery. And I just want you to, in your prayer time, lift her up in prayer. Her name is Deidre Adams. Just lift her, say a little prayer for her to God to heal her body and make her whole again. And the next announcement that I have is that we will not be on the air next Tuesday. And the reason for that, because we are traveling. We are going to New Orleans, and we will be traveling on the tour bus there from the whole week of next week. This is our annual trip that we do every year. We go a different place every year. So just knowing that if you're not on the bus this year, get ready for the next trip next year. And we will be announcing that this soon. And where are we going to go next year? So we want to start earlier this time and pay on it slowly so you'll be more comfortable and being able to go on our trip. But we have gone many places and we have had a great time. God is good all the time. So in your prayers as well, pray that we have good weather and all is well. God, that he will give us divine order. So those are the announcements that we will not be on the air next Tuesday because I am going to be in New Orleans. I'm going to go have fun. So I am not going to be working next week. So just knowing that, tune in again the following week. So give me a week off so I can enjoy New Orleans as well. So thank you so much for tuning in. I hope that you enjoyed everything that was said, also the testimony, and also knowing that God loves you and he hasn't forgotten you. And I know it's going to be hard for all of you to get through this coming weekend, but just knowing that every step of the way he's right there with you. And he wants you to know, keep him in your presence so he can help you along these journeys that you're going to be following, these emotions, these painful moments. He's going to be right there by your side. So tune in again, not next week, but the following week. And be blessed, and you will have a great weekend. Thank you and good night. And thank you again for joining us on our show. Be blessed and pray for us for next week if you're not going to be one of the ones that are going to be on the bus. Good night and have a great one. Yeah.